Mad Scientist Podcast. Jack was a popular host of a podcast called One Host, where he interviewed celebrities, politicians, and other influential people. He had a knack for asking tough questions and exposing scandals, which made him both loved and hated by his listeners. One day, he received an anonymous tip that the president of the country was involved in a secret deal with a foreign power that threatened the national security. Jack decided to investigate the matter and invited the president to his show for an exclusive interview. However, as soon as he arrived at the studio, he realized that it was a trap. A group of armed men stormed the building and took him hostage. They demanded that he broadcast a false confession that he had fabricated the story and that he was working for the enemy. Jack refused to comply and tried to escape, but he was outnumbered and outgunned. He managed to contact his producer, Sarah, who was outside the studio, and asked her to help him. Sarah had to act fast and find a way to rescue Jack before it was too late. She contacted her friend, Mike, who was a former hacker and a loyal fan of One Host. Together, they hacked into the studio's security system and disabled some of the cameras and alarms. They also accessed the audio feed and broadcasted a message to Jack's listeners, asking them to help him. Meanwhile, Jack used his wit and charm to distract his captors and look for an opportunity to fight back. He also tried to find out who was behind the plot and why they wanted to silence him. The story would follow Jack's and Sarah's attempts to escape from the studio and expose the truth, while facing various obstacles and dangers along the way. It would also reveal the identity and motives of the mastermind behind the scheme, who turned out to be someone Jack knew very well. The story would end with a thrilling climax, where Jack confronted his enemy on live air and revealed their secrets to the world. He would also thank his listeners for their support and loyalty, and announce that he would continue his podcast as long as there were stories to tell.